return fire. It would have changed the whole complexion of our lives back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Crime Tree 1967. We were finding mutilations. Mutilations! We'd find RKIA. They weren't killed with lead, shrapnel, explosion, bungee stick. It turned out that there was a VC princess, very beautiful, Tatas Akimbo, an incredible turd cutter, and she was gifted with the unusual ability of being able to lock her loins around a set of hydraulics and literally pinch the life out of a man. She'd sneak into our bases. The men would think, oh, she'd be like, hey, T.I., you are blah, 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 boom, boom. They'd get doodad deep and then... The men would be powerless. Circulation would be cut off. The pain would be intense and blinding. And then, with three or four convulsions, they'd be dead with the hydraulics looking like roadkill. The M.O. was the same. The bodies we found, typically, a look of shocked horror on the face. And a look of sharp meat above the doodad. I said, gentlemen, load up this helicopter. We're going to find this babe. And put it on joy. And so we flew low over the crowd, strafing the enemy. Disappeared in the distance, and there we were in hostile territory. I said, all right, boys, find this woman at all costs. Now move out. Well, we heard it coming from the jungle. The sounds of a slice being cut. I said, follow that sound. Listen. We got out then. There were two dead bodies. Same. Hydraulics chopped up. Heart attacks on their faces. That's when I threw down my rifle. I said, that's it. Wherever you are, you have met your match. Take a look at this set of hydraulics here. Yeah. I heard a rustling in the bushes. You want number one, boom, boom? I said, yes. She leaned back and I gained access and the race was on. I could feel her clamping and I was looking at her right in the eye and she was looking at me. I could feel her squeezing and still I kept on. I said, you want to fight? All right, let's do it. I started pouring the cold to it. She was like, and then finally, when I finished, she was dead. I pulled the hydraulics back. And I chucked them in and I started walking back toward my men. They said, Sarge, that was incredible. How the hell did you do that? I said, well, remember that surgery I had last month? The doctor didn't put that steel rod in my leg.